Top Headlines.
Well, you can officially dismiss the rumor that Josh McDaniels may not be going anywhere. As the Colts, as Beadle just said, have announced via their Twitter account, "We are excited to welcome Josh McDaniels, who has agreed to terms as our new head coach." Press conference scheduled for Wednesday. Once again, officially announced by the Indianapolis Colts this morning, Josh McDaniels is their new head coach. This comes on the heels of the Detroit Lions yesterday making it official, welcoming in Patriots, former Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia as the new head coach in Detroit. Still more questions about the benching of Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl loss, 41-33 to the Eagles in Minneapolis on Sunday. More on that coming up here with Zolak Bertrand and Dan Shaughnessy, who joins the program next here on 98.5 The Sports.
Real quick, yes. You'll see Josh McDaniels and those Colts here in Gillette Stadium next year.
Well, that's right.
That's going to be a fun one.
Police investigating an alleged break-in, an apparent break-in at the home of Rob Gronkowski. He lives just a couple miles from Gillette Stadium. First reports around 6 p.m. yesterday, and according to other reports, multiple safes and possibly guns were taken from Gronkowski's home. Bruins and Celtics both play tonight, and they're both on the road, and they're both 7:30 starts. So Judd Surratt and Bob Beers will have the call on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5 The Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network, as the Bruins visit the Detroit Red Wings. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell have the call on 100.7 WZLX for the Celtics as they visit the Raptors. Headlines are brought to you by the Boston area campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Get in the game. Go to GoCSB.com for more details. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
98.5 The Sports Hub gets you up.
Hello, Mr. Danny.
Good morning.
I'm not telling you anything you didn't know.
Gets you home.
They don't have a dominating personality.
Not the The team thinks he's going to expect.
Toucher and Rich.
Felger and Mad.
98.5
The Sports Hub.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, these harmonies.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby. Wishing he could fly, only to trip at the
Dan Shaughnessy is with us in our Town Fair Tire studios here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Another kick in the nuts.
If you just missed the news.
Sorry.
I was trying to
That was good.
Like maybe you missed this flight.
That was one of the great intros ever.
Josh McDaniels is gone. He's gone to the Indianapolis Colts, this following the news of Matt Patricia going to the Detroit Lions yesterday. So both the coordinators of the Patriots leaving as expected, that now official on both fronts. If you're talking about what you just said, Zoe, which is which team should be more excited about getting a new head coach, both of those guys, despite Josh McDaniels being someone who has head coaching experience in the NFL, both of those guys still need to prove that they can be head coaches. Josh McDaniels did not prove that in his first go-round.
I agree.
Both have to prove that they are more than just good coordinators. Being a good coordinator or being a great coordinator is one thing. Taking over the entire operation is a completely different job.
Well, and Beadle, does the Sunday's game help or hurt Patricia in Detroit, given that are they going to say, how did this guy get this team to the Super Bowl with that defense? Or is it going to be what happened to his defense?
I think it's the first.
So
and then you cut his you-know-whats off a little bit more because you take away his starting corner. I'm telling you, man, from a coverage standpoint, packages go out the window then.
Yeah.
Dan, we saw the first, what,
it's like losing Brandon Cooks for the
season. Oh my God.
And we saw how atrocious they were. And how they couldn't stop anybody.
I said this week 17.
And then how coaching helped them mask so much in terms of
he's a good coach.
Deficiency and talent
Damn good
on
coach.
That defense. Yep. And that's really what they had. And you're talking about taking a player off the field, and Butler, who's up there on the list of talented players on the defense, he's on the top end of the list.
I tell you what.
Despite some poor play this year, he was on the top end of the list.
Yeah. And to the coaching standpoint, with Josh going to the Colts, and if Andrew Luck is healthy, your home schedule for next year is turning out to be pretty damn sexy. Outside your division, your divisional opponents, you have the Colts at home, you have Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers at home, the Vikings are coming here next year, Houston's coming here with Deshaun Watson and Billy O'Brien, so two former assistants, and then you get to see Pat Mahomes in Kansas City here with Andy Reid. That's a pretty good home schedule for season ticket holders.
I would say so.
You know, and you're the favorite to win the whole damn thing again next year, but yeah. Sorry to look ahead, but
no, just like
trying to with Dan.
We're all
here.
About that. Yeah.
What happened Sunday, Dan?
I mean, Dan.
You were telling us that
it was over.
It was over, and this is where it's another tomato can, and look, they're going to fall apart like everybody else. What happened, Dan?
Well, I am shocked that A, Doug Peterson did as great as he did, and B, that Nick Foles did as great as he did. I mean, I did not think with those two people in those positions that they could win the game because no one ever has. I mean, we know Coughlin and all that whole thing, but I saw too many teams just implode and stop doing the things they were doing and do stupid things and just give it up. And Foles, I mean, again, he was released twice, traded once, 29-year-old journeyman, had one Pro Bowl year, but I wasn't buying it. And just the Patriots, the fame, bend but don't break. I mean, we're all tired of it. It worked over those last like 12 weeks, like you're talking about. They got gashed between the 20s. Tightened up, and this seemed to be working for them. So, yeah, I mean, good for Philly. They deserve all the props and credit that they get. The Patriots, the defense was a house of cards waiting to collapse. It happened. We have this other issue with the Butler thing. And the football people that I talked to, you guys were there all week. All week I was hearing, well, the Eagles are actually better. They are better. If they had their quarterback, they'd be favored in this game. I mean, this is their time, that team that they have right now. But I just thought the coach and the quarterback would impede that. And it didn't, and good for them.
I mean, we said multiple times during the course of the regular season when we were talking about the best teams in the league that the Eagles were the best team in the National Football League. We did. We said that more than once, and that was when they had Wentz.
If Wentz
that
doesn't get
before,
hurt,
that they was before they had Foles.
They'd have been favored in the Super Bowl if Wentz didn't get hurt in December.
I think it would have been
It'd
even.
It'd probably be a pick 'em.
Yeah.
You think?
We talked to our Vegas guy who told us about 2 weeks ago now that had he been healthy, this would have been a pick 'em.
I went down and real quick before the game, about 2 hours before, I went down. Tommy Donahue, who a longtime Steeler guy, I knew him from high school. He's the senior advisor there. So I had a personal relationship with him. I went down and say hi before the game. He's on the sidelines. And I took a picture with him. And the guy who's going to take the picture, guy comes walking by, it's Carson Wentz. I'm like, I can't ask him to take this picture. I got to take a picture of this guy. He's like, sure, ask. He's a great guy. Big, big freaking guy.
You took a picture with Wentz?
Not with Wentz. Wentz took the picture. Me and
you asked Wentz to take a picture.
I wasn't
good.
I just walked by. I can't ask him. He goes, hey, Carson, come here. Take this picture.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
Help us out.
Pretty. Yeah. He's a big, big SOB, man.
Bigger than you?
He's about my size, yeah.
Man.
But he moves well. Yeah, he runs. Yeah, he's a runner.
That's cool.
617-779-0985. We have someone on the line identifying themselves as a former teammate of
Jesus.
Scott Zolak. This would be former Patriot Mario Henry. Mario!
Oh! What's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
The former number 12, the real number 12. You
the
were 12.
The real number 12.
That's right. Hey,
when you throw that ball up, you know I'm getting it, man.
What'd you think of it? I know you saw the two Bills 30 for 30. Mario's another guy that lived that, too. That was some drama.
Oh, man. I think that Bill just overthought. He overplayed his hand with the art of war. You know, did the Parcells techniques. You know, somebody, you kind of cut him at the knees. The guys that shock going into a game, that was probably the most ill-conceived thing that I've ever seen in my life. You know, if he did some type of violation of team policy or whatever, the guy who was backing him up that was getting beat like a drum, mentally he needed to know he was going to be starting, so he would have got more reps, you know, with the starters. So I don't know. It's like guys were second-guessing themselves. You know, Brady had that fire, normally would be contagious all over the place. But, you know, the defense, to me, has been underachieving all year. So I don't understand. You know, I'm from that South Jersey area, so I know a lot of guys in the Eagles organization. You got to put that money out, man, and get that defense together because Brady gets these guys that look like accountants running around there and catch everything in the world. So they can get some good receivers, but man, you got to get that D tackle together. You got to get them linebackers in it. And, you know, that was the thing I just saw, man. It's just like they just seemed shook, man. And then, you know, they didn't seem like a Belichick team out there.
What do you want to talk about Houston? I see it on the line here.
Well, no, I mean, Houston, I mean, this is just where I live now.
Oh, okay.
So that's his location. It's his location, Zoe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not just out here in Houston, man. But, you know, I caught hell on Facebook with all the Eagles fans and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to rep the team who gave me my first job. So, you know, that was the main thing.
Mario, it's great hearing from you, bud. Stay in touch.
No doubt, man.
All right, pal.
Me, man, so I can get your number.
All right, peace out. Hang on the line. Hang on.
Don't go anywhere. We'll put you on hold. There you go.
Yeah. There you go. Good guy.
On the side of the player.
Guys like him and Troy Brown help me stay in this league.
We're
going to
get
time.
Dan Shaughnessy's thoughts on the benching of Malcolm Butler. We'll do that after the CBS Sports Minute.
It's a hot tease.
Brought to you by Schultz Law. John Feinstein says it's too soon to panic about this NBA team.
I'm done. Done.
Zolak, Dolan, Bertrand.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What was that specific to Malcolm Butler, who had played pretty much almost every play this season, that led to him not being out there? Could you detail that a little bit for those people that follow the team that just feel like there's an emptiness there that they'd like to understand it better?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, Mike. It would be a much longer discussion. There's a lot of things that go into that. In the end, the final decision is what I said it was.
Bill Belichick on a conference call yesterday with the New England media, offering no more than what he offered on Sunday. Football decision, according to both he and Matt Patricia, packages. It was the packages, Dan. Yeah. It was just the packages. That's all it was. You know, they tried to get him in. They were trying to work him in there during the game, but the packages wouldn't allow for it.
Beetle, we did this a couple
weeks. So incredibly disingenuous.
A couple weeks ago.
What a bunch of nonsense from those two on Sunday night. Packages, Matt Patricia. How can you respect yourself and say that to the people in front of you? How can you as a man tout that and put that out there?
Because he was told to.
And sell that, knowing that you are leaving the next day and going to the Detroit Lions, that you were going to say that.
He respects that man too much.
He should respect himself a little bit more.
Doesn't matter.
Matt Patricia should respect himself a little bit more than to suck up to Bill Belichick
the way
that he did on Sunday night and spout that package of stuff, because Matt Patricia makes himself look foolish when he says that.
Well, we know
he makes himself look foolish.
I'm with Beetle on this one.
It's laughable. I lost respect a little bit. I respect Matt Patricia quite a bit, but I lost a little bit of respect for that answer. He could have said it was a football decision, and that's not insulting. But when you tell us it's about the packages and, you know, different guys get
done?
Come on, Matt.
You know what he could have done? I have to roll with the packages that I think are best for this team, given the players I'm given.
It's a mistake.
That was a mistake on his part.
That's one way around it.
It's like we're saying what it is without saying it. I roll the packages I'm supposed to do with the guys that I'm told that are active.
Right, given the players I was given. But you're right, it's a double bad look out the door. It's bad enough that Nick Foles hung 41 on your defense in the Super Bowl. But then to stand up there and just spew that disingenuous nonsense as your last official statement from the Patriots, I don't know. You'll have another goodbye letter or something going out the door, but that's what we'll remember. Matt Patricia, what was his last act as a Patriot? Standing up there, spewing a bunch of
garbage through his teeth,
bunch of garbage.
Remember?
About not being able to get him in because of the packages.
Remember from remember the Titans? They're playing that one team, and who's the kid? Petey that kept screwing up. The coach sat his ass down. He put the white kid in, and he's just getting his ass smoked. He said, "I'm not putting him back in. If you want him back in, you go give him your spot." And he goes in, "I can't do it." Petey, get in there. And he grabbed his helmet. And his dad screaming from the seats, "You can't bench my son!" That's what this feels like, man. Like, damn, what was it going to take for Malcolm? Because I know with Malcolm out there, they would have gotten at least one. And it's not about the fourth downs or any of that in the first half, okay, or the punt. And I know they got to stop on the punt. My point in my tweet was, which got 4,000 responses, was they would have gotten one. All they needed was one in the second half. Just
packages!
One.
One. There's the package! Frickin' stop. Packages
a single
lone
one. You punted once.
Well, this goes to, like, how viral this story is. I mean, you know, in Philly, they're not really talking about this. But
this is a whole offseason,
here,
Dan.
This is our offseason.
This takes
so
us
far.
Through free agency.
This is what we're talking about.
This takes you to the draft. This is the biggest offseason I can remember.
I got a.
Your offense is set.
Email from a guy. He says, went to a bakery in Needham called Hazel's. They were selling Brady and Gronk cookies on Saturday. Today they are selling Malcolm Butler cookies at Hazel's in Needham. I ripped off a quick column yesterday before getting on the plane. It's been the most read thing on the Globe site since then. It's got 384 comments. And to Zoe's point, the movie theme. Remember a week or two ago we were in here and that reader had sent me the riff off A Few Good Men? Yes. Well, that made it too easy for this one, so I'll let Hardy take it away. How would this go on this one, which is in today's column?
The way you reimagined it?
Yes.
This is probably where Bill takes the advice, one of my readers, and goes all Colonel Nathan Jessup on is saying, you weep for Malcolm Butler and you curse this loss. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Butler's benching, while tragic, probably saved games. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves games. I neither have the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a media which sleeps in the footy pajamas of the team for which I win games and then questions the manner in which I provide those wins. I'd rather you just say thank you and went on your way.
I mean, that's what we're getting here. And I think it's going to stay that way. I don't know, this is going to bleed out with, you know, rumors and stuff, but it's gone. They're going into the ether for the off season now. We're not going to have a lot of cracks at anybody on record. This will never get cleared up.
You know what's amazing too? I know Malcolm. I've done stuff with him in the off season. I love him as a player because I think whatever happens off the field, I don't really know about. Yeah. But I got to have my approach to him as to what I see. And I see him compete, and there's an energy to him that reminds me of Ty Law, which makes him a good player. And he was at the post game there, and he's standing right next to me. I talked
that.
To him.
Yeah.
Man, what happened? Man, I don't know. Nothing. Gave nothing.
Do you think at any point...
What does that say?
At any point, does Malcolm or his agent step forward and say, oh, just regarding all these rumors about behavior and curfew... I mean,
no, because they're unsubstantiated rumors. You can't unless it's a fact until Bill puts it out.
If it didn't happen, if I were the agent of the player, I'd clean that up if that didn't happen.
I wouldn't even, because you don't even want to bring it up. You don't touch them.
No, the longer you wait, the longer you don't say something, everyone's assuming all this stuff's true.
Yeah, and that's kind of the fallback.
Then that depends how much does he want to go.
So if it is, he showed up late and he smoked weed. That's the allegations. And then got into a fight with an assistant coach about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, a few days after having the flu.
After the flu and you missed practice, and it's the Super Bowl. You were sick. You went to a concert while you were sick, and you're battling back. You look like dog crap the day of practice when you went to that concert.
Yeah, I'm not saying he made good decisions. I'm not.
And it's the capper. It's all I needed to hear. And then you showed up late again. I could see it. And if there was an physical altercation, I could see him getting his ass back. Yeah.
There is one group of people that Malcolm Butler should answer to. And that is other teams when they come calling in a month.
Sure.
When free agency
opens. Maybe he'll be honest.
Didn't
I would not try to hide anything in those conversations because those teams will find out what exactly happened.
And how consistent.
Real quick, three teams that he could be potentially interested in or interested in him, whether it's Matt Patricia in Detroit, you play them again too. Bill's playing all three of his former assistants next year. O'Brien, McDaniels, and Patricia. Two of them are going to be home, but we got to go on the road to Detroit. That could be a Thanksgiving Day game, which could throw everything haywire. Get ready for that one. I'm already starting to look.
That's not haywire for anybody but you.
Yes.
Oh, that could be haywire. No, actually, everyone's going to be sitting on their couch.
Not me.
Enjoying the Thanksgiving Day.
What, I think I'm going to eat turkey in Detroit? Hell no.
How's the turkey at CVS Senior?
But no.
I'm saying this right now. All I'm saying is that if there is a game on Thanksgiving,
really
I am not going.
It's really good, by the way.
I am not. I will quit. I will not go to CBS Scene for Thanksgiving. I doubt they're even open. I'm not going there.
No, they're open.
I'm not spending
Thanksgiving special.
Now, by the way, they're
turkey is phenomenal. Yeah,
they're closing soon. They're doing a little renovation there. Now it's out. That's out there publicly.
Now you say, quit.
You won't be going to CBS Scene then. You can say
I'm
that
quitting
officially.
Patriots. I'm not quitting this show. I'm quitting my Patriots.
One goes with
what
the other.
In your contract.
You can't quit one, not the other.
No, there's some things in there.
Beano can't be home at his house all day on Thanksgiving.
So
No, not my house. I'll come here to the studio.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I'll do the show.
Go to Morrissey Boulevard?
Yeah. Here being the studio. Oh. Yeah, I will go to the studio that day.
Actually, Morrissey wouldn't be bad because conceivably
the box that sounds like you're there.
Vito's got a Thanksgiving clause in his contract.
Well, no, there better be.
What you could do.
So should Jim have to leave Warwick?
Let me help you out with this one, Beetle.
Studio. We'll do it from the studio.
Let me negotiate this one for you. You ready?
Please.
All right. You say, I'll do the show from Morrissey.
It's closer for you there.
Provided you can get somebody to cover halftime. You go in, do the pregame. You can be home in 10 minutes, especially on Thanksgiving. Right. Watch the game from home, then shuttle on back for the postgame.
How about I'll do the halftime from home? I can do that.
How about that?
I'll do the halftime
from
home.
You have that box now.
Halftime in my house.
Sounds like I'm next to you.
Yes. Yeah. I've got great internet service. We can hook up that box that Zoe uses on the road, and boom, halftime from Beatles home. Yep.
Hate that box.
617-779-0985. Kevin and Ipswich on Bill Belichick. Kevin.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Love the show.
Thanks,
I think we got. I think we got to fire Belichick for self-defense here.
You don't mean that.
Listen, he's created a toxic environment. If we're saying he was spiteful, is it out of the possibility that he, due to the Brady crap, the groceries, we know the two bills have shown up. There's not much difference between these two guys. Does he retire, take a year off, show up in New York next year, and leave us totally screwed?
Wait a minute. You're talking out of both sides of your mouth. So he should be fired, but if he retires, they're totally screwed. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't add up. So you're admitting that you don't believe he should be fired because they would be totally screwed, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants Bill Belichick fired. And no one is saying he should be fired other than you just getting angry about it, Kevin and Ipswich.
Yeah, no one's saying that.
But
this is the first time, Beetle, I can remember as much pushback on anything Bill's done.
There is quite a bit of it from the public.
Yeah,
I think this is bigger than fourth and two.
Yeah,
much more than
Super Bowl, and it looks like that was a strategic decision.
The public.
That was strictly football strategy. We disagree, etc.
You can make a case for either side on that.
But this really feels like it's not strategy. I mean, it's personal, and it's secretive, and it's
the freaking Super Bowl.
It's Super Bowl, and
all you needed was a single play.
Yeah,
to win.
Like Malcolm Butler.
Please stop.
He can tackle. I mean, even if he's having a bad day.
Sticks his head in there on run plays, too.
And they were missing that.
He just does. Does he not, so?
Yeah.
He sticks his head in there. He gets up in there and he makes plays, even when he's not great in coverage.
Yeah, so play Malcolm Butler. Next year, they can all go out in the Super Bowl the night before.
If the Patriot way matters so much, and
Bill can do
you
no
knew there was
Jim's
a history,
eyes.
You would no understand
wrong.
Why Bill did what he did. And maybe there are players that earn to get other things. And maybe there is preferential treatment. I guarantee you there is. But if you've been around a team for 12 or 18 years and you have a pretty good track record and you bust your ass, coach is probably going to give you a little leeway. That's the human element. But when you got to hold somebody by the hand every single day, eventually becomes too much. It's only so much you can do.
Dan Shaughnessy is with us. We'll pick up the conversation on Malcolm Butler right after this.
Sports Hub headlines.
Colts made it official this morning, saying they're excited to welcome Josh McDaniels, who has agreed to terms as the new head coach there in Indianapolis. Press conference scheduled for Wednesday. Also, according to sources quoted by the likes of Mike Giardi and Albert Breer, contracts in place for Josh McDaniels' assistants there, including Dave DeGuglielmo. Defensive line coach, yes, Googe. Going to go to Indianapolis. Defensive line coach Mike Fair. And then it was Giardi who says Joe Judge, special teams coordinator from the Patriots, will join Josh McDaniels in Indianapolis. More on this coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. Yesterday it was announced that former Patriots defensive coordinator Matt Patricia is in fact going to be the new head coach for the Detroit Lions. Got the Bruins playing tonight. They take on the Detroit Red Wings in Detroit. It's a 7 o'clock Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show with Judd Surratt and Bob Beers here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics also on the road in Toronto. That game on 100.7 WZLX. Again, pregame 7, Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell. Headlines. Brought to you by ACP Facilities Services, the official facilities services provider and cleaning company of 98.5 The Sports Hub. Go to acpcleaning.com for a free on-site consultation. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Hello? Go ahead.
What was that?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What's really interesting here, Malcolm Butler, hero 3 years ago in the Super Bowl, has not played a defensive snap tonight. The Patriots are telling us a coach's decision. Of course, it was easier to get information out of East Germany before the wall went down than to get injury information from New England. But Butler has not played a defensive snap yet. Eric Rowe has taken his spot. Here's a giant. It's wrapped up 1 yard behind the line of scrimmage. This was during America the Beautiful. Butler was very emotional on the sideline. You can't guess what this was about, but he's played on special teams tonight, but not on defense.
Well, it was a beautiful rendition, so you never know, right? But you have to think that maybe he was hurting a bit, and you just wonder when it was that he got the news, or maybe it was just a reaction to it, and maybe it wasn't any of the above.
Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast on NBC of Super Bowl 52. Quick side note, you would think that an amazing game like that, which is what it was, despite the unfortunate outcome for us in New England, you would think a game like that with the action and the back and forth and all the scoring would do well on television. It didn't. Ratings down 7%.
Boy.
7%. That's amazing. The ratings fell for Super Bowl 52.
Not for nothing, but can you imagine if the Jags were in that game?
Probably would have fell 20%.
Absolutely.
That is the worst the Super Bowl has done since 2009 when the Steelers played the Cardinals. So down 7% from a year ago, and we know that ratings have been in decline for a couple of years now. And that is, I guess, not good news for the NFL when you have a great game like that and you don't have the most viewers.
Did Roger Goodell sign that new contract? So he got all that money?
Yeah, it's all done.
All done.
All done.
Wow.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Paul, who's in New Hampshire today. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Paul.
Good.
Hey, listen, I'm with everybody here, right? But I've done a complete 180 on Belichick. And you know, hear me out here, right? So, and I think Zoe touched on it a little bit with the Patriot way mindset. Can't have it both ways, guys, right? We've been living this thing for how many years? It's been Patriot way, Patriot way. You get nothing out of Bill Belichick in terms of, you know, access to the team, what's going on. He's not going to shed light on what happened with Butler. Not going to happen. Now, we're letting Butler off the hook. His immaturity is kind of showing through, right? And there's a serious issue there. And if Belichick's a military guy, he's going to live by that sword. He's going to die by that sword.
What about the consistency on a dub? Did Chandler Jones play after he showed up?
Started.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
So what's the deal?
What team rule did he break? Was there a meeting he missed? He showed up to a police station asking for help.
Public disgrace? I don't know.
He wasn't arrested. Public disgrace, that's your opinion.
High off his ass? I don't know.
I keep getting that about Chandler Jones. But the point is, and he eventually was gone because maybe he didn't want to deal with that. But what violation did he break that week? Did he miss a meeting? Did he show up late? No. When Insta had his stomach pumped and showed up.
It would be a few military violations, I would think, at the very least.
Yeah.
I would think that showing up and praying while wearing... Was he naked or was he...
He had pants on.
Was he walking around to and fro?
No, he was on his knees.
Naked.
He was on his knees.
Isn't that kind of weird?
So his hands in the air.
Yeah. Praying to somebody.
Well, and again...
in the parking lot of the police station.
And are you telling me that all those years with the Giants, that there were no issues with Lawrence Taylor?
No, again,
he wasn't the boss.
Don't preach about the immaturity and how this has been going on. And why is it that the guy has never missed a single snap of football due to any of his issues before this Super Bowl?
Yeah. Something happened. Right there.
Something happened this week, man.
But we were
more
told,
than this.
We were told it was a football call, not discipline.
A football decision. So no matter what, Bill's wrong about something.
No, so it was just personal. It was a personal thing. Just doesn't like him.
I don't think he does like him. I think there is some personal bad feelings there.
What if he franchises Jim? Does he like him
then? It's not the only reason.
And no one ever suggested that, Jim. You're twisting words because that's not what was said.
Don't yell at Jim.
He said that. He keeps saying that. I think it's part of the reason. I think it played a factor. I don't think it's the reason. It's a factor.
Can you accept that it would be a bit of a factor?
No.
Right, let me try something else on you guys.
Because Bill Belichick is the
unemotional Bill Belichick's going to be emotional about this.
He's emotionless. He has no emotion.
How do you think the owner feels about this?
I don't think he's happy.
Yeah, right. And we've got this.
I wouldn't be happy.
We've got this notion of dysfunction at the top and, you know, a little bit of push-pull tension going on there. And now you've got...
And by the way, I'm not saying that based on knowing anything.
Right,
just,
of course,
I wouldn't be happy.
Of course.
I don't think they're happy.
You know, it's the talking point of the day after the Super Bowl and the day after the day after... And this is what we're on, and it has the appearance that they lost a game without using a guy who could have helped them. And if you're the owner, how do you feel about that?
Well, you would want for that violation to be so egregious, if to keep them out of the Super Bowl, that under normal operating procedures, if it's so bad that you're not going to play a guy, if his punishment is going to be so strong that he's not going to play in the game, typically you would deactivate the player.
Send him home.
You would not play the player at the very least, and if it was the week of the Super Bowl, you'd send the player home.
Yep. It's just not adding up.
So I'd want to know. I'd want to know how bad the violation was. I also want to know which coach he pushed if that happened. If that happened. Again, these are unsubstantiated allegations. Was it one of his kids?
What if it's policy that the
was
night
it,
before the Super Bowl,
it,
the head
Steven
coach
Belichick?
Does bed check?
What if
that's policy? Head coach, it's the only time he'll do bed check, night before the Super Bowl. I think I remember in 96 Parcells did bed check. Yeah.
I think the fact that he's dressed is simply the fact of the timing of the year. Because you don't have a guy in your practice squad that's a corner. You don't have a guy in your roster that's a corner that you can activate.
Okay, so if
and
he's
you know
active,
what? No, you can't
are you
go
willing
sign
to play
a,
him?
You can't go sign a street free agent on Saturday before the Super Bowl because guys haven't been working out for the last month and a half.
Was Bill willing to play him if he needed to, if he was hurt?
Nobody knows the answer to that.
What do you think?
Say
I'm
yes.
asking you what you think.
I would say if there was injury,
that
yes,
said that at the start of shots, what's sad?
So,
somebody would
so
have
that
to get
he wouldn't
hurt
be kept out of the game
play,
due to disciplinary reasons. He would be playing only if someone got hurt. So the punishment was not that you won't play. It's just that I'm going to bury you on the depth chart. Because in a worst-case
scenario...
No, you're
only going to play in an emergency situation. That's it. Emergency only, except for special teams.
This is effed up.
Can you recall that ever happening before? Where a guy got punished and then was active? I'm not going to play you, but I'm going to make you active?
No, I think he wanted to embarrass him.
So you think it was personal, too?
I don't think it's personal. I think it's
well,
the
you personal. That's personal.
You
personal.
Back
personal.
Personal.
Guy, it's personal.
Jim, it's he violated the Patriot way, and it broke. Now I'm going to violate you.
That's a keeper.
that your weekender.
I'm going to violate you. 617-779-0985.
What's a weekender?
Is the phone.
I don't know. Do you think I care?
Put that one in the bank. Do it right now.
Now you're getting personal against yourself.
You're going to get personal.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
That going off on coaches is that's going to happen too, you feel me? A bunch of men working with a whole lot of testosterone. We're doing is working out. We all compete for a job, you feel me? I can say I done got into it with coaches on that team. New Orleans, Seattle, the four players, we play a modern day gladiator sport. Excuse me, but that's what it is. A lot of times you just don't let that stuff supposed to stay in house. But because they did homie wrong, feel me, they let that leak. You talk to nobody. Everybody I care for, I'm not really talking to them every day. So it's not like I'm talking to them, I've been getting this from him. You know what I mean? I just happen to be his eyes and voice from outside. The coach on that team can tell you I got in his face and cussed his ass out before. feel me? There's nothing to brag about, but I'm not going to let no one disrespect me.
Brandon Browner, again, offering up a defense of Malcolm Butler and a criticism of Coach Bill Belichick, saying he did him wrong.
Oh,
he did Malcolm Butler wrong.
I think he's giving you some information as to kind of what happened. He's naming specific things that he kind of went through, too, that he may be hearing or he talked to Malcolm. And I know he's still buddies with him. Hey, here's what happened. This is why I got my ass set. Incidents with coaches, cussing a coach out, fights with players, maybe a fight with a coach. And Brown has got that hot wick. And we heard the reports that, you know, he got a fight with Revis. Kept them two out after
bad
practice.
Bad one. Turned physical.
Yeah. And got past that. Something bad happened. I mean, to cut your nuts off like that, something bad happened. This is more than weed. It's more than synthetic. This is more than missing a meeting. This is more than going to a concert. It's a build-up. Because the coach is telling you we would have to have a long discussion about this. Because there's a history here. He's not telling you what it is.
I'm rooting for it to be something really bad. I am.
I am too.
It makes yourself feel better about the situation.
I am too. But you maybe would have won that Super Bowl if the other two got hurt. Because he gets in.
Aaron's in Fall River. Aaron.
Listen, guys, I'm steaming. This whole season with Bill Belichick has really... Bill Belichick, everything he does, every decision he makes is what's best for the football team. We can honestly say that after he traded Garoppolo for a second-round pick, that return was what was best for the football team with the other offers that were probably out there. That's crap. To say that Malcolm Butler, which whatever he did, I don't really care what he did. You want to bench him, fine. After one quarter, two quarters, three quarters, you're still getting shredded out there. Nick Foles looks like John freaking Elway running around out there. You don't think to put Malcolm Butler in? How do you go back in that locker room and look those other 52 players in the eyes and say, guys, I understand that a Super Bowl is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I understand that our quarterback is 40 years old and playing the game of his freaking life, that he threw for 505 yards, three touchdowns, that the offensive line has blocked their asses off all day, but Malcolm Butler did whatever he did, and now because Malcolm Butler did that, I'm not going to put him on the field. How many tackles did Jordan Richards miss? Did Bata-Mobile?
Oh.
Guess who doesn't miss tackles? Malcolm Butler. He might give up the catch, but the guy isn't getting yards after the catch. How does Robert Kraft look at Bill Belichick and say, after this season, with Garoppolo, with the Coley Ealy for the second-round pick, how many picks for Cassius Moss, Dwayne Allen, traded Jacoby Brissett for Philip Dorsett, how does Robert Kraft actually look at Bill Belichick and say, this guy does what's best for my team? He doesn't. I'm not saying fire him, but he's not doing what's best for the team.
Wow.
That's a lot of crap.
Good call. Good call.
Real quick here, too. The Schefter just had this. Patriots are losing another coach. I said it earlier. Jerry Schaplinski is going to join Josh McDaniels in Indy.
Who?
Jerry Schaplinski is the quarterback coach.
Oh. Architect.
He said that there was rumors he may have been the offense coordinator over Chad O'Shea if Josh left.
Not anymore.
Belichick's always hired the quarterback's coach to be the next
guy.
Yes,
and there's a John Carroll tie in there, too.
Yeah, I would just say that when they've given up play-calling duties in preseason games for McDaniels, they've given it to Chad O'Shea.
Oh, I agree. So I think O'Shea would have been it.
That would seem to be better evidence than they've always given it to whoever held the title of quarterback's coach.
Right.
In fact, they've had guys who were given that title because you know how they like to string them along and pay them less and call them the quarterback's coach, even though they've become the offensive coordinator, how they've done that in the past. So Schaplinski is gone. Another one off the staff.
Schaplinski was only there for, a year and a half of Garoppolo? I mean, how much credit does he get for bringing him along?
No, he's been here. He's been here a while.
He works hand in hand with Josh. Yeah.
He's been here for
but not
like
as quarterback's coach.
No, but he was
on the offensive assistant.
Right. Okay, yeah. Whatever.
How good is he?
He could be great. I don't think that... I don't think Schaplinski was the mastermind behind Tom Brady throwing for 500 yards the other night.
Would you know him if he...
I don't think he had jack to do with that.
If he walked in with the Dairy Queen delivery, would you know it was him? Would you say, Jerry?
No. No, I wouldn't. He's like a dark-haired guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup. No.
He had a baby named it Josie.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did because of the song.
No. Is it concerning, though, the amount of guys they're losing?
Of course, but I think there are much bigger concerns right now with this Patriots team than losing Shaplinsky.
It's all coming apart.
Okay.
Dysfunctional.
But to go back to Aaron's call, what is
dysfunctional?
How does Tom Brady feel today about the benching of Malcolm Butler?
I think he understood it.
Because I went out there, we didn't punt. I threw for 500 yards. We had 600 yards on offense. And this defense couldn't get a single freaking stop. They couldn't stop anything out there. They were horrible. I held up my end of the bargain. In fact, we lost another receiver, Brandon Cooks, and we still held up our end of the bargain in this. I did everything I could to win this game. Did Bill? Did he do everything he could do to win this game? I know I made good decisions on Sunday night. Did the guy running the team make good decisions Sunday night? Those are all fair questions if you're Tom Brady today.
And to Dan's point, you remember when Jonathan Kraft, his mantra when he sat down with us last week was, yeah, there's tension, but it's healthy tension. It's not dysfunction. You know, where there's tension, but it's not dysfunctional. Are we crossing over into dysfunction? The Malcolm Butler thing? Lost the coaches?
No one speaking in the locker room yesterday outside of Eric Lee.
And there was supposed to be some big meeting this week with the...
Packages. Yeah, there's supposed to be.
That'd be
I don't know what day that's going to happen.
Yeah, I wonder how that'll go.
Does this help or hurt that meeting?
I don't think it helps.
I don't think it helps.
A little more tension.
I don't think everything's going to feel so great in that
meeting.
I'd put that meeting off for a few more days.
You don't really need that meeting right now. You threw for 505. You're still on the team. I'm still head coach. No, we're good here.
And if that tension does exist, you know Brady is asking these questions to himself.
I'd be more worried about a meeting between like the head coach, the owner, and number 21. I'd more worry about that.
And if I were Tom Brady,
quarterback's pretty good. I think
I'd come out of that game saying to myself,
"You know, could Alex have his room back?
Why the f do I need a meeting with anybody? I'm sorry. Why do I need a meeting? What have I done here? What have I done that's so wrong? And can my guy get his room back? Because this is nonsense. Can we stop? What did I do wrong here? What's my issue?
How's 87 looking? How's number 80 look?
Look good to me.
Number 80's got a new life.
Look good. They look good out there.
You think I'm kidding? 2 years ago, you thought Danny Amendola was dead. Done in the league. I think he even thought it about a year ago. Signed a modeling contract.
Rejuvenated.
He looks pretty good. And Josh McDaniels, I'd go get him for the slot. If I'm Billy O'Brien, I'd get him for the slot.
Ooh.
You may have two former assistants under you. They're going to bid to get number 80.
Number 80's not going to want to leave.
I agree.
This is a good spot for him.
I agree. Then you got to develop a whole other rapport with the quarterback. But number 80 might get a raise here.
Might get some more money.
Number 80's got bargaining power.
Sure does. After all those pay cuts he's taken for 5 years in a row, it feels like. Dan Shaughnessy is with us. Is Rob Gronkowski really considering retirement? Let's get to that question after these headlines, no commercials.